Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, T-Bone.
T-Bone!
Hi, Tyler.
Wake up, T-Bone.
How are y'all doing?
Good?
Really good.
Really good. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, good morning.
Sounds like we're all having a better morning than Urban Meyer.
Oh, man, enough bad things can't happen to that guy.
Middle of the night.
Oh, we love it.
See ya.
You think they came to his house and woke him up to tell him?
I hope so.
I think he knew.
I hope that's how they did it.
I think he knew. GTFO.
Maybe he got fired leaving yesterday and the news broke last night. It's probably a more likely scenario.
I hope they tried to, like, kidnap him at his door like in old school when they're pledging the frat, you know, in the middle
of
the night.
What a blue van.
Get up. They throw him in the van, drive him around the block, drop him back off in the house and say, you're fired. See you later. Goodbye.
Just kidding. We're not going to kill you, but you are fired.
Honestly, what's the point of keeping him for the rest of the season? It's only going to cause more unrest, isn't it?
Boy, they knew. The Brit radio knew.
They knew. I knew. No. I told you this the day they hired this idiot.
But we don't.
I'm here for it. I'm here for the beautiful disaster that will be Urban Meyer with the Jags.
Yeah.
Didn't even last the season.
But they should have fired him clown. The day that chick was grinding on him when he didn't go back with the team and he went to his bar.
We didn't believe
18-year-old.
You.
18-year-old.
We didn't believe you when you said it, though, Beetle, because you didn't have that delightful accent. It comes with an air of authority when someone from the British red zone says it.
That is true. That definitely. That's how Churchill was able to become an important figure.
He couldn't last a calendar year.
He was a sneaky, underqualified guy.
Yeah, Winston.
But that accent, and repeat words and speeches. Yes. Those are the two keys.
What Winston says goes.
Right.
All right. So he is fired as the head coach of the Jags, and you mentioned the girl grinding on him in the bar in Columbus. I had forgotten about that story. There's so many different things that have happened on the Urban Meyer timeline that started in January of 2021. This year, he didn't even last a calendar year in the job. He didn't last the entire season as the head coach of the Jags. The first thing was hiring Chris Doyle. Despite all of the allegations of racism at Doyle's previous job, he resigned 48 hours after that surfaced. Then the Tim Tebow signing happened when there were allegations of him trying to get Tebow back into the league to try and get him some benefits. But even if that wasn't the case, and I didn't believe that was the case, that is someone who had zero qualifications to get signed to an NFL roster in 2021. That's embarrassing. That means you're not giving your team the best chance to look at the best possible players.
You already lost your locker room right there.
Right. You start losing guys when you say,
players aren't stupid.
Give me a break. You do favors for guys now? This is the NFL. You don't get favors. You either can play and make the roster, you deserve to be here, or you don't, and that guy didn't. Then he violated rules as it related to OTAs. The team was fined $200,000. Urban Meyer was fined $100,000. Then, as it related to a lawsuit related to Iowa, Urban Meyer and the Jags got subpoenas in that one. That was a blip on the radar. That one wasn't important. Then in October, first week of October, was Urban Meyer and the college. I think she was in college, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
College-aged girl grinding in a bar.
That looked like a fun night, huh?
And that grinding, one, it was dancing.
They were, they were grinding. Grinding.
No. You'd see the side video. Oh,
it was a grind.
Hands right there and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Right, it was a grind.
Let me get a little reach.
Very close buttocks to Urban Meyer there on that one.
You got to itch here. Let me scratch it.
So, we can't put our butts next to each other and have it be something other than grinding?
Not if you're married, I wouldn't say.
No, I would say that's grinding.
You kind of stay back. And you didn't come home last night because the team came home. You didn't come home. You liked to stay there and go to your bar. Yeah. And wear your Ohio State pullover.
Solidly fits into that category.
Ohio State pullover. What a loser.
Right, it's like a guy who's on the team going out and, oh, look at me. I play football at Ohio State. Oh, I used to be the coach here. I'm a big deal. Then, of course, was the James Robinson incident. Then there were reports that surfaced that he, again, last week went around the room with his assistant coaches screaming at them that he was a winner, this according to Tom Pelissero, and challenging their resumes and wanting them to describe why it is that they were winners. Which, again, how the hell does that conversation go?
You know the funniest thing of his
life? I'm a winner! You tell me why you're a winner!
What?
I was driving Brody to school at 7 a.m. So we had us on, and Wallach was doing the sports up headlines. And he said he had Urban Meyer getting fired. And my 12-year-old goes, oh, that's the guy that cheated on his wife.
Wow.
Just came blurting it out. I'm like, where did you hear
Think
that?
Think of the children.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
then there was this, just going back 3 days to the start of the week. He was at the podium. He was asked about Andre Cisco playing. He's been asked about this repeatedly.
Yeah.
And his quote was, Cisco's playing a little bit more, I believe. I don't have his numbers in front of me. He played zero defensive snaps in Sunday's game. The guy didn't play a single snap in Sunday's game, and he was telling the press on Monday, he's been playing a little bit more. He doesn't even know who's in the game.
He's earned his reps.
He doesn't even know who's been playing.
He's earned his reps. This guy's a clown.
And then, yesterday, the most ridiculous as of this week. I mean, the latest ridiculous story is what I should say, and that would be Josh Lambeau accusing Urban Meyer of kicking him while he was on the ground stretching in the preseason.
No dog in a fight, just telling a story. Like, this is what an a-hole this guy is.
He comes up to me and he says, hey, dip, another word, make your effing kicks, and then proceeds to kick me right in the leg, right in the hamstring, and literally kicks me in the hamstring. No, hey, bud, make your kicks. Wasn't one of those. It just wasn't. It was so much so I couldn't believe, and I looked at him. I said, don't you ever kick me again. So I'm the head ball coach. I'll kick you whenever I want.
Ball coach.
I'm the head ball coach. I'll do whatever I want. And then they got into it later on in a, sounds like a kitchen area inside the facility, mm-hmm. when Lambeau complained about Urban being an a-hole. And he comes up and he wants to know what his problem is because he had talked back to him when he kicked him. Because he apparently said, don't you ever effing kick me again. He didn't say that in that audio clip. But he told Rick Stroud that. He said, I said, don't you ever effing kick me again. And then Urban walks away and then wanted to bring it back up later. Who are you to talk back to me like that? Like he was a father chastising a kid. Well. And Lambeau said, what? Excuse me? Mm-hmm. What's your deal? What's your problem?
Oh, this is what happens when you give a guy a total just authority and entitlement. And that's the way that guy feels. I remember when the private plane landed and there was a rug that led from, when the door folds down and it touches the tarmac to where you go inside to a building, there was a rug, like a red rug laid down there. Because Urban to walk on a rug, not on the pavement, make it feel more important even then.
Right.
Yeah.
And Josh Lambeau's been around. He's been in the league 7 seasons. He's played 5 full seasons as a full-time kicker. And
he gets nothing out of saying this.
And he's pretty much done now.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing that someone encouraged him to take that story public. And he mentions that there are 2 other teammates that knew of the story and were witnesses. But he said, I'm not naming them because I'm not dragging those guys into this. I wonder if there's a guy who's still on the team who's like, hey, Josh, you should tell someone about Urban being a dick to you. This would be a good time for that.
It'd be a perfect time.
We'd love to see this guy get the hell out of here. Especially guys that have a contract and are going to be there Josh, you should tell. Hey, you should tell somebody about that. Hey, you should get that story out there. This is the time. This is the time to reveal all the bad stuff on Urban. That's how Tom Pelissero had that report last week. That was basically an info dump of all the things that had happened behind the scenes in Jacksonville. He had it all. And now you've got something that goes back to the preseason happening the same week. Bye. A failure. Get out of this league.
Need some stories from Ohio State now when he was there. Because you know there have got to be. Because you don't just become a different guy.
Oh, you think he abused NFL players? What do you think he did to kids?
Yeah. Look at the Florida stuff. My God, but the Florida players and a crappy covered up down there.
Where you can pull their scholarship on basically every single year.
Right.
Right? How do you think he abused the players at Ohio State? If this is how he treated grown men who collect big paychecks every week.
Yeah. Grown men, and that's the accusation. Really can't push around because they will literally kick your ass.
That's the accusation of a lot of these guys that can't make the leap. They don't know how to treat grown men like grown men. They know how to beat up on kids. That's easy. You beat up on a kid who's scared.
Yeah.
Who's worried about losing a scholarship.
It's called being a bully.
Who doesn't have a job. You can bully.
Yeah,
it's easy. It's easy to bully kids. You can't do it when it's a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Who looks at you and says, don't effing ever do that again.
The kicker. That's probably why he thought he could kick him, because I'll kick the kicker. I can't kick the running back or the
make your effing kicks.
He'll kick my ass.
Of all the pitfalls to avoid as a college coach coming to the NFL, like, first in your mind, shouldn't it be, like, you don't even need anyone to tell you this. We all know. The first one is, don't treat these guys like they're students. They're not. They're professionals. They're a lot of them making more money than you. Probably know more, if not as much, if not more, about the game than you do. You're still the head coach, and you still have to, come across with, as a position of authority. But you can't treat them like 18-year-old redshirt freshmen.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
How do you not know that? That's the number one thing you got to do here. Everybody knows that.
Everyone knows that. He didn't know it.
Here's the thing that's scary to me. Like, how do you not know it because of the connections you've made in football? Like, you've had a multitude of professional people, whether head coaches, GMs, scouts, flood your campus. You coach at two of the biggest institutions in the country, University of Florida and Ohio State. You're turning out talent. You have tons of relationships with guys. Belichick talked about being around Urban Meyer.
I have a serious question about that.
Yeah.
Why does Bill Belichick like Urban Meyer? What is the redeeming quality of Urban Meyer? I'd like to know, as a coach.
I think you distance yourself now. Like, maybe you don't know all these horrid details. All you care about is evaluate the talent of the corner I'm looking at. Tell me about this corner. Tell me about the tight end.
I don't think
they're breaking bread together.
I'm going to start.
I mean, it's a football thing.
Writing down all these questions to ask Bert when he comes in. Number one, how did he not know how to act? Number two,
how do you not know?
What is the Belichick fascination or relationship
with Urban Meyer?
Those are one and two for Bert.
Well, this, I think, brings up another Patriots-related item, and that is, now with that going to be potential? That's potentially a big open job now, given the quarterback situation there.
Wow.
Okay. Is that an attractive landing spot for Josh McDaniels? Would he consider it? We'll talk about that coming up. 617-779-0985. Bert Breer will join us today in studio coming up at 11. Before we get to that, though, Ime Udoka at 10:50, and of course, another chance to qualify for that PS5 or Xbox Series X with a $100 gift card giveaway. That's at 10:50. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Tub.
We'll take your calls on anything.
Call us here for sports.
Sports calls next at 617-779-0985.
Zilak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Has Mac Jones changed the equation for McDaniels here as far as staying put, seeing what happens? Makes a lot of money. Kids are in school, have been in school for a while. I know that kind of the family stuff is important to him. It was in the Indy decision. So how has the formula changed for him? I'm not sure.
Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal on with Felger and Maz earlier in the week. He thought what I thought, which was Shad Khan and his family were going to screw this up royally and not fire Urban Meyer. That they were going to be a team worth rooting against, an ownership in the NFL worth rooting against. I'd like to say congratulations to the Khan family. You righted your wrong. Good for you.
You have a pulse.
That's a wise decision you made today to move on from this guy.
Yeah. You have a pulse. It was you got rid of a bad person.
It was embarrassing that you were such a fanboy for Urban Meyer and you put up with so much already. But it's never too late to right the wrong. And in this case, actually, it would have been too late because you could have ruined your quarterback. So that really doesn't apply here. But you did the right thing. You moved on. You're going to get yourself a new head coach.
Yeah.
And you're not going to allow your team and that guy to ruin your quarterback that you drafted first overall. You're not going to let that go to waste. You're going to do everything you can to salvage that and not ruin the kid. So would that mean that that becomes an attractive job for Josh McDaniels?
No.
Why?
I just think it's an organization that is just always going to be chasing it. You look at the history there. You look at Doug Marrone. Doug Marrone was on the cusp of really putting together a good team and them going on some sort of a run. That thing freaking collapsed. Like that AFC Championship game, they had it, and it just collapsed, and it was never right after that. I just think the fan base, the market, like this is probably going to be your last shot at a head gig for him, meaning Josh, right? Because if it doesn't work, you're going to go back to being a coordinator. Just based on history there and just the stuff, whatever went down in Indy, and this isn't even about Indy. This is about me wanting to go to a good situation. Like you look at Cleveland, okay, that's a good fan base. They got a great facilities. Everything looks good. You got a good stadium. It's downtown. It's the freaking Cleveland Browns. There's history there. There's no history with Jacksonville. Jacksonville is just one of those, I think, organizations that will always be just stuck in the middle somewhere.
But based on what? I don't understand that. Like based
just
on
history. History and the turnover at coaches and the division that you play in. I think the Texans will find a way to get it right at some point. Tennessee will always be good. Colts are gonna be good. You know, you're still a bottom dweller down there. Now you can look at it and say there's no pressure for me to go there. You know, the press is easy. It's not a top market. You know, there's not the passion to win. It's really about University of Florida and Florida State down there. It's not even about Jacksonville. I'm not sure about Trevor Lawrence too. Like, it seems like he's going to be a good one. Or is he just going to be sort of one of those stiff guys that, you know, could compete, make a great player too, but ultimately won't be a great player? And I'm not saying Mac Jones is going to be that. It's all about the situation and what you take over and what you make your own. That's what benefits Mac Jones the best is the situation he is in here. And Josh has got to look at this like, okay, if I get down there, I'd love to work with the kid. But, man, we might not have the right pieces around him. They may not let me pick the right pieces around him. Do you have full control? Now, do you have full control? Then I'm interested. Or are you going to make me work with a GM? Because, see, that's where I think the problems start.
Okay, so in terms of turnover at coach, they had Bradley for 4 years.
Forgot about him.
And he got fired at the very end of his fourth season.
Yep.
Doug Marrone took over on the interim basis, and then they gave Doug Marrone 4 full years.
Yep.
And so those are two guys that didn't get fired quickly. Urban Meyer did get fired quickly by this ownership, but the ownership has more of a track record of not bailing on coaches. So I think what that would mean is a situation where you do have ownership that cares. You have ownership with deep pockets. You've got a team that just drafted Trevor Lawrence. And if you believe in Trevor Lawrence, how do you not believe in that situation? 4 years plus Trevor Lawrence. Is there a better landing spot for a coach than that in terms of what will be available soon in the next couple of years in the league? Some people have mentioned Chicago as a possibility.
Chicago. What if Houston wants to make a move? And you're back with Caserio there. Now you know you can work with Nick.
You want to deal with that cluster bleep down there, though?
No,
that...
no. I'm saying post Watson, whatever they figure out post Watson. I'm saying stick it out here another year, and then Houston could be my spot. Let me go get
a guy. I'm talking about ownership there and the Easterby effect and all of that.
Oh, he'd be gone. He would have to next day, Easterby go.
He's reportedly very close to the owner and has impacted major decisions there. Well, then I'm not interested. Why he shouldn't be interested.
Right. I mean, Houston's,
I wouldn't want to be there.
Houston's a much better market. I think your quarterback situation is in Houston. It's a more
non-existent. He's not going to be there.
Okay, but if he is there,
ownership wants him out of there. Well, they don't want him there anymore.
They've wanted him there.
Who are you talking about?
Ownership has been leaking those reports.
I'm talking about trade
Watson.
Rumors.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about going there without Watson.
But if they can't move him, then he's going to be there.
He's going to get moved this offseason regardless. He will not be there next season.
Aren't you shocked that he's still there now?
I am.
No, I'm not, because other teams are waiting for it to resolve, and they're holding on for best possible value.
Well, those types of things have a way of kind of never really resolving, you know? They come back to bite you in the ass years later if he can still play.
Well, he's not suspended, and the team wouldn't even play him this year.
Look, I'm just saying, if you could have Deshaun Watson as your quarterback, even with the ownership thing, Houston's a better market. It's a more known quantity.
It's a more desirable job.
I don't completely dismiss Jacksonville just because they're Jacksonville. I mean, Brady showed you what you can do to a franchise.
Correct.
With the Buccaneers.
That
it's like,
God,
it's a loser franchise.
Yeah, and it's not exactly a market that's hard to operate in.
Yeah, you can go there and you can...
Jacksonville's.
Right, fly under the radar a little bit. Maybe kind of, you know, get your head coaching chops back if you've got them at all. But in terms of what's going to be available and what one you can just step into right away... As much as I dislike the idea of being in Jacksonville, much less living there and coaching there, he could do that.
Do you look at that as a good job? Is that a desirable, attainable job?
In Jacksonville?
No, I'm just saying from Josh's perspective.
Yeah. It's about the quarterback and the ownership, and that job is both.
What's going on in Arizona? You know, like there's going to be openings at some point. And I'm looking at Houston. Post everything you're talking about, post Watson and all that. Because this kid coming out of Pickett, pretty damn good. Like, say you could get a guy like that, draft him, go down there, build it, and run your offense. Like, you watch Pitt's offense, that's the offense Whip runs. That's the same offense sort of they run here.
He just left this week. He went to Nebraska.
I know.
See that?
Yeah. Good for him.
Got a lot of money to do it.
Dude,
too.
He's going to make that Pickett kid a lot of money. I watch that kid play a couple. He's pretty freaking good. He's good.
So... But that's not a resolved matter, and that's not something that is resolved this offseason. So for the openings, that could be there. Chicago would make a lot of sense. Justin Fields is there. I like Justin Fields. I heard Bedard say the Patriots were not high on him in the pre-draft process. And if that's the case, that means McDaniels may not like him.
May not like him. And see, that's
may
the
not,
thing.
That, may that not whole, put indie, his eggs in that basket.
That whole Indy thing, it seemed like, okay, signed, sealed, delivered, you're ready to go. We agreed upon terms, and it's something scared the hell out of you. And then you back.
Oh, wasn't the kids are in school? The family and the kids?
Stop it.
If
he's so picky and going to micromanage that situation, look at it. Like, that was a pretty good gig. You know, Chris Ballard's pretty good GM. They're building that thing the right way. It was really probably about luck. Like, you probably had no intel on luck. Like, do we have to get a new guy? And, you know, I'm sure Frank Reich had no clue what they were going to do quarterback-wise. And then Wentz kind of fell to them because you made the move to go trade for him. I think Josh is going to micromanage this thing and look at it, not just jump because Trevor Lawrence is there. He's going to look at everything in totality, which he should, because this is going to be his next big one, if not his last chance. It could be his last chance. So he has to make sure it's right. And he better have the people you trust and you know. Whether you're in personnel, whether it's ownership, you got to do your homework and all that. I mean, we sit and we look at Shaq Conn, we give him credit today. Like, hey, you did the right thing. You got rid of an a-hole.
Yeah, and his two previous coaches, he didn't blow out quickly, even though they were losing.
Here's what I'd do if I was Josh, too. I'd confide in Tom.
Marone won in terms of getting to the AFC title game, but then he had two bad seasons following that, and he didn't can him.
You use good people that have been in the NFL to help you make these type of decisions. If I'm Josh McDaniels, I pick up the phone, and I have a long, long discussion and meeting with Tom Coughlin. Because Coughlin was there, and Tom Coughlin helped build that thing. And the good teams that they had, he was upstairs in the front office when Marone and those guys were coaching. So Coughlin had his hands in all that when they were good. Now, you know, things have changed. I'd get in touch with Tom Coughlin and give me everything I need to know about Jacksonville, top to bottom. know, and when things went bad,
give
for
me
you,
a scouting report on ownership.
Yeah, give me a scouting report on everything: the building, ownership, people that work there. What's the environment? You know, because I mean, there's some bad buildings. Look at Washington, bad building.
Oh yeah, that's
top
an
to
obvious
bottom.
One.
Yeah,
who the hell's gonna go there?
Right. All right. See, we're jaded here too, because like we see the Patriots every day. We look at Steelers. You look at Baltimore. You look at stability. Like there's a lot of stability. Pete Carroll out in Seattle. He wants stability. You want to be good as a head coach.
There is also that other angle that maybe he wants to stick around here in New England because Mac Jones is now here. We'll talk about that. Your calls as well coming up. Ime Udoka, head coach of the Celtics at 10:50.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right.
But it's, no, what
it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's Christmas time.
617-779-0985. So does Mac Jones change the equation for Josh McDaniels in that the Patriots have a long-term possible solution at quarterback and a guy that he liked and has worked with and developed? Would that change his view of staying and sticking around and waiting behind Bill Belichick to potentially replace Bill Belichick as head coach of the New England Patriots? Does that change it? And also, it changes it in more ways than one. Not only does the quarterback being here help, but also the quarterback helps Bill get wins sooner to get him to where he wants to go from a legacy standpoint. Having more wins than Shula, potentially winning a Super Bowl at some point in the next few years. Any of those things that could sort of expedite Bill's exit and could get him out the door.
Deep run. You need a deep run. Couple of them. That's the only thing that really expedites this thing. Well, the league,
No, you need at least another 2-3 seasons of Bill racking up wins to be able to get the record, too.
Kind of helped him, too, with extending the regular season to 17 games instead of 16.
Doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. But what's in the back of his mind? Meaning Bill, is it really, Shula there still calling him Bella Cheat? Like, does that stick to him? Does he want to stick it to that guy?
He wants to beat Shula. Why would he not?
Yeah, because if he does, like, there's no chance he's leaving. Like, it seems like he's retooled things, and now it gives you second life. From everybody you talk to, he's there 5:30 in the morning. He sets the work culture down there at Gillette. A lot of people say, well, he's different now. He changed. He doesn't spend much time. Maybe he goes to Nantucket, does a day or two there.
Well, I saw him on Nantucket again recently.
Yeah.
Someone sent us photos of that.
Yeah.
Down there with the dog and Nike and... Oh. The lady.
It's not like that's a hard flight or boat ride.
So Josh McDaniels is 45. He'll be 46 years old in April. He can either start his next head coaching job, we assume, this offseason at 45, or he can wait until, let's say, he's 48, 49, and then take over the Patriots.
This has been a good year for Josh. This has been a good year for Josh because, one, it's a rookie quarterback. New parts. Yep. I remember, again, when I keep bringing up the time we talked to Kendrick Bourne here on the Sports Hub. He's like, this is still all new to us. We're still growing together. And that was, 4 or 5 weeks in? That was after, 2-4? It's like, oh, man, yeah, best yet to come. And then it starts to come together. And how multiple that they are. They are. They're a multiple-based offense. Not a ton of talent.
Jacksonville at 46 or New England at 50?
What kind of assurances are you going to get that you're going to get the job, though? Like, in order for him to pass up the Jacksonville
you're gonna get
job...
The job.
Yeah, you're going to need I would need it in writing. I would need it in
it
writing
be.
from the owner
and, not from Bill, not from the owner.
From the owner that whether Bill retires or not, you take over as head coach no later than 2024 And it could be sooner than that.
Would they ever put assistant head coach or something like that in his title?
I don't think that matters.
Yeah. He won't even name a coordinator. No, he said to Bill's not going to have an assistant head coach.
He has, though.
Bill is assistant head coach here.
Yeah, no, that title has been handed out here. I think Dante Bill had that title for a time. Yeah, it's
Scarnecchia had assistant head.
I swear he did.
Would that be a form of assurance, though?
I remember when Bill came here in the 90s when we were here. Al Groh was our coordinator, defensive coordinator. Bill's assistant head coach.
No. I'm saying Bill now naming someone as like an assistant head coach.
I don't think it means anything.
Yeah.
No. I think it means like,
and I wouldn't care anyway. So what?
Yeah, I think it's not. It doesn't actually mean anything in terms of like the pecking order. I don't think it's a big deal. Yeah, assistant head coach Dante Scarnecchia. I'm looking at like 2012. He had that title.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, he did
9 years, but still.
This is just a random year where I found the coaching list, and that was it. So he did. It's ceremonial, I think. You know, if the head coach can't make it to the game,
yeah.
Who's going to take over for the time being to be the head guy?
Assistant regional manager.
Like poet laureate.
Right, exactly. Assistant to the regional manager.
Annual Dwight Schrute.
A head coach gets COVID. Who's taking over the team for the week?
Pittsburgh has one right now, and Dallas has one.
Who's Pittsburgh's?
Assistant head coaches?
Yeah. John Mitchell.
Because they realize that those titles are sort of
useless.
What
does that mean? Yeah, like, who's doing that?
It doesn't
John
mean
Mitchell.
Anything. To answer that question, no. Now that just serves as a distraction.
I mean, and let's not look past the money aspect of it too. I mean, it's the title, yeah, but it would be significantly more money, and you're giving up earning power of 3, maybe 4 years if Bill wants to coach that much longer, whether it's to chase Shula's record or just for his own desire to keep coaching. You're leaving a lot of money on the table if you do that.
Yeah, you are, but you also know it's there, and you've earned quite a bit. Too.
There's also rumors, reports that he's one of the highest paid coordinators in football.
Something got him off that plane.
And
how close is it to head coach money in Jacksonville?
We'll find out, because Burt Breer, who's going to be with us coming up at 11 o'clock, Burt reported in 2018 that Robert Kraft was the driving force behind Josh McDaniels not going to the Colts in the end. That when he was teetering, Robert Kraft got involved and made it worth his while to make up his mind to not go. And that was when he came back, and it was all this fluff and nonsense about Bill's going to show me his world and all that stupidity that was going on there. But Robert Kraft has always spoken extremely highly of Josh McDaniels. Always. In fact, I don't know that you could find an assistant that Robert Kraft has spoken as glowingly about as Josh McDaniels. I don't know that there's a guy ever.
It's worked before. And it worked
maybe
before.
Maybe Belichick when he was under Parcells.
That's what I was going to say. And that's why Robert knows it. It worked before, and I got this uncanny feeling like this is lining up the same way for me. This is when I fell in love with Belichick, when he was under Parcells. The timing wasn't right. But damn it, with the tenure that Bill had here and how long I've known Josh now and how he's gone away, came back, and now it's worked. Don't forget, Josh went away, dabbled in the head coach, came back. And it's been a run, and it takes a special kind of guy to want to work with Bill that long.
Here's what
so
I believe.
He's got to enjoy his job.
About the next head coach of the Patriots, it will not be someone that has never worked here. It will be someone who has been here before that the team feels they can trust. Trust is a big factor in who it is they hire as head coach. They trusted Bill because they knew him. They liked him when he was here in 96. They liked him a lot. In fact, they even gave consideration to hiring him before they settled on hiring Pete Carroll.
Yep.
They've said, we needed a break. We needed a break from that entire crew. But we really liked Bill. And, of course, there is that wonderful photograph of Robert and Bill in the car together. And all those reporters around the gate.
Did they have the satin jacket? They have that satin jacket.
Including Felger. Stacey James and all those guys huddled around the car. So I think it'll be someone who's been here, whether that's McDaniels or it's Bill O'Brien.
So it's not it's not
it's
Urban
a long
Meyer,
shot
then.
Guy. It not might be Urban a long Meyer. Shot guy like Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
But it's someone that they know and trust that will be the next head coach. They will not be some outsider. It'll be someone they think is capable of running the show and is familiar with how their franchise operates.
Hey, Steve Belichick can be in the mix. But I'm saying, fast forward. Look at the ascension in a matter of a year. What's it going to be like in 5 years? You know, I mean, that's all I'm saying.
I don't think it's going to be him.
There's rumors down at Navy.
Great. That he's going to what?
Head coach of Navy.
Steve.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't think he will be the next head coach of the team.
Yeah.
I do not. We'll talk to another head coach. Let's talk to a head coach of a basketball team, Ime Udoka of the Celtics, next.
What do you think of your boss, the owner, Mr. Kraft?
Tremendous.
Come on.
Well, he's not going anywhere.
He knows lower right-hand corner. Do not answer that question.
Like he was going to say anything bad.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach of the Celtics, Ime Udoka. I apologize for that awkward pause there, Hardy.
What happened?
There's a bunch of calls on the board, and I couldn't figure out which one was him.
A lot of 617 numbers.
Yeah, I didn't want to pick up the contest line and have someone say, oh, did I win the gift card?
No, coach of the Celtics. I think we know if it wasn't Ime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ime, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
It's him.
We're doing great. You.
Good.
Thanks for taking...
Glad to be back home.
Yes, definitely. Long trip, long start to the season.
About that West Coast trip, defensively, not what you wanted to see. Sort of the game against the Bucks, is that something that could jumpstart you here? You know, returning to home, and it seems like you guys played better defense there.
Yeah, basically, in general, I think overall on the year, we had going into the West Coast trip, we were number three in the league, and basically finished 30th on that trip to drop us to 10th in the league. And so we got back to who we are that night against Milwaukee, watched a bunch of film and saw areas we could still get a lot better. Holding them to 103 was solid, but we could have kept them in the 90s based on some transition defense and some other things.
So if you guys go on a run here the next few weeks, are we going to look back at this film session of yours, which Jason Tatum has talked about and said it was what everyone needed, and it was very animated. It's been covered. It's been written about. We're going to look back at that as some sort of turning point.
You could say the film session obviously sparked some things, but I think it was more so just the way we finished on the road trip. The first two games against Utah, even though it was a tough loss, and then the Portland win, regardless of the outcome, the fight was there, and I didn't feel that in the two LA games and the Phoenix games. So, you know, we obviously had a good enough sample size of where we were at in the season to see what we like and what we don't. And so we put those five games together, a compilation, and just looked at the broad view of them and didn't like what we saw defensively on that road trip. And so had to address that. But to the credit of the guys, they all responded well, obviously, the other night, and just have to do it again tomorrow now.
Well, the follow-up on Tatum, you spoke the other night about having had a conversation with Tatum about not treating older players like his older brother, and you referenced some other players in that, and I wonder if is that something that you believe applies to a lot of young players in this league that are, you know, obviously the talent level of Jason Tatum?
I think so in general. Me being a role player that I was, I even experienced it going against whether it was Sean Marion, Tayshaun Prince, and guys that I had watched coming up. When you get out there on the court, you see what they are and you don't respect them too much. And so, like I said, I mentioned it to Kawhi with younger all-stars or all-stars that he was playing against, you know, whether it be Vince Carter, Luol Deng, whoever it was. And I said the same thing to Jason. So a guy in his shoes obviously has a ton on his shoulders. But my thing is, like, don't take a backseat to anybody. Be who you are. Be great. And respect your teammate or respect your opponents, but don't fear them at all and go at them the same way they would with you.
How do you feel that West Coast stretch was for a guy like Robert Williams and, you know, eventually where you want him to be as a player?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of guys had their best trip, honestly, and that was based on the results. You could see that. But you know, he's done a ton great for us this season, been a solid foundation anchor defensively. And overall, you know, we didn't play or coach up to our standard on that trip. And so that's a big part of what the film session was about. But Rob is getting back to who he was. You know, I've talked about his increase in minutes this year, and his production has been off the charts when he's on the court offensively and defensively. And so we're looking for more growth and continuation of what he's done all year.
You know, players and coaches in the league have had to do so much in terms of being aware of COVID-19 and protocols since this pandemic began, and we're now a couple of years into it. Now we're hearing of players across all four major sports testing positive this week and players entering protocol. There's reports today that the league is talking with the Players Association again about potentially adding more protocols. Is there a heightened awareness among those with the team about, you know, what's sort of happening with COVID and having to just deal with that as you go along here?
There definitely is. You know, we see it throughout all sports, not only with the players, but staffs are getting hit pretty hard, coaching staffs, front office as well within the NBA. And so we just have to be more diligent of what we're doing here, and which we have. And then there will be a big meeting coming up, with, I think, a governor's meeting overall to see what the next steps are. But the first thing is taking care of yourself, being aware of who you're around. And then, you know, obviously that affects the team. And so being careful, being vigilant, and it's the thing we basically talked about for the last 3 days here. And so we got to tighten up, and so we're not affected by some of the things that Chicago, Toronto, Charlotte have been affected with.
You mentioned that word governor, and it's kind of attached to Danny Ainge's job title now. I think it's like assistant governor.
Alternate governor.
Are you shocked Danny's back into it, and he's got the itch again?
Not at all. When you're sitting, or when you've done something for so long and then you're sitting around for a few months, you get bored very quickly. And so not surprised at all. Obviously had a ton of success in the past, and, you know, it's a good fit for him. Obviously being from, you know, playing at BYU and being out on the West Coast, I'm sure he got bored a little bit, got caught up watching some games and wanted to jump back into it. So, you know, they'll find a title for everybody, but he's back into doing what he loves.
I think if it were golf season, he wouldn't have been bored so quickly. I think he would have been able to extend his retirement a little bit more, his semi-retirement. Coach, I want to ask you quickly about Steph Curry, who, you know, was a big story the other night when he passed Ray Allen for the three-pointers. What's your general thought on players and recognizing player milestones when they're not in their own building? I mean, for all I know, he could hit the 3,000 mark when he's, you know, when he's in the Garden on Friday night. Is that something that you just kind of accept, or is it something that doesn't sit well with you when an opposing player is being recognized and lauded on your court?
Yeah, I mean, the fans recognize it either way, you know, and they appreciate greatness, and so they're going to celebrate it regardless of where it's at, and. You know, he's well-deserved. He's done it in every building. Obviously, tradition at the Garden for guys like Kobe or MJ or whatever the case may be, it always seems like there are big games and things happening there. So they're appreciative regardless of where it's at. You appreciate the greatness. And, you know, I was in Philadelphia the night LeBron passed Kobe and did some things. And so, you know, the crowd showed him appreciation due to Kobe. And I think that's just the way it is in the league. Regardless of rivalries or opponents, guys appreciate the great players and how they transcended the game.
All right. Well, good luck dealing with him. We wish you the best.
We're working on it the last 3 days, so we'll be ready to go.
All right, Ime. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good week.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Ime Udoka on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Right now, if you are caller 10 on the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985, you will score a $100 Boom Boom Games gift card and be automatically entered for the chance to score a PS5 or Xbox Series X. Coming in early 2022, Boom Boom Games is opening an additional store in the same plaza in Billerica. It's going to be Boom Boom Entertainment, providing arcade fun and tabletop gaming. So right now, be caller 10, get the $100 Boom Boom Games gift card and qualify to win the grand prize, which will be determined tomorrow. We also, at this moment, have more Bruins breaking news.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruins have added three more players to the COVID-19 protocol. Trent Frederick, Anton Blieg, and Jeremy Swayman. Swayman now in the COVID-19 protocol. They, let's see.
So you got a kind, kind of a breakout.
At the Islanders, and then they have back-to-backs this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, in Montreal and in Ottawa.
I'm going to propose something for the Bruins.
Oh, is it an emergency backup signing?
Nope. For their players, not for the franchise.
Oh.
Don't get on the plane. Don't go to Canada. Play the game at the Islanders, go home.
Yeah, it's stuck here.
Force the league's hand, see what happens.
Yep, that's a good one.
Say we're not going. We're staying home.
Yeah.
We got an outbreak on the team. We're not coming to work. We're not going to Canada and getting stuck there for 2 weeks. We're staying home.
That's where we got it in the first place, playing against Calgary. Why would we go
Canada.
Back there?
Playing Canada. I wouldn't go. I'd say, you know what? We got a full-blown outbreak here in this locker room. It's spreading.
Can they sign?
We're going to go home.
Let's say they go. All right? Can they sign Tuukka Rask as the emergency backup goaltender?
They most certainly can.
Oh, man.
Or just regular goalie?
Let's Tuukka get hot still a couple games.
So that is your breaking news at this hour. And as I said, the Bruins play tonight, 7:30.
They should just go shut it down for the moment for a couple of days to try and figure out who has it and who doesn't. So it stops spreading within their locker room. To stop that for a moment. Right? This is where it does make sense to do a lot of testing and take guys out of the equation when you've got numerous players that have come down with it and you want to stop it. Let's get to headlines here. 90 seconds. We're back with...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.